morning, everybody. Oh, I can sit on your jacket. I don't care. Today is Tuesday, March the 7th. You guys don't know what a special day today is.
Please. What is today?
Today is Angie's birthday.
Oh.
So.
What have you done?
You just didn't know. Well, she's not working today. That's a positive first step, isn't it?
Amen.
All right. Joining us this morning. This is a little different one than what we normally do. This is a manufacturing program. I don't know. Well, you might recognize Mr. Moore's voice.
More or less.
Well, Mike, that means you or less.
More
or less. And
say hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
These guys are not what you think they are. They are now, today, manufacturers of spirits. Not ghosts, but the liquid variety.
That's right.
We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what got into them. So do you guys have official titles in your capacity with the bottle and the manufacturing of the spirits?
Well, I'm the distiller.
Okay,
the master distiller for the
master distiller.
Yeah, master distiller.
Okay, I figured there were some fancy names. And Fred?
I'm basically whatever they want to call me. Now, my wife works full-time at the distillery, and so I kind of have to answer to her, too.
Twice?
Yeah. At least.
Okay. So, master distiller.
Sure.
Would you please discuss what is this product?
Well, we make a couple of products right now. We've got Blue Lake Vodka, and we've just released Little River Gin. And we're working on Redwood Rye Whiskey. But I guess you're kind of asking, like, the process. How do we get there?
How come? What were you thinking about when you got into this, unless you have a drinking problem?
It was a hard day at work, really needed a cool drink. No, Fred could talk about this, too, but we were just walking down the boardwalk on the bay at lunch, as we were wont to do. We work at Redwood Capital Bank, and we're just like, what could we do? What would be interesting to do to put Humboldt County on the map for something besides weed? And, you know, I've spent years home distilling beer. I really enjoy the process of fermenting foods. I've made cheese. I enjoy making beer. This making your own food from scratch to me with fermentation is really intriguing and exciting.
And there's a pedigree of artisan products, handcrafted products. You're talking about Cypress Grove, you talk about Holiashi, you talk about Wing Inflatables, and you talk about Barber Groom and Lost Coast Brewery. We're looking to put Humboldt County on the map for yet another artisan handcrafted product.
As you consider the different challenges in the different areas, how did you define or locate your purple passion?
Purple passion.
To do this, yeah. I mean, you got to be going pitter-patter about whatever it is.
Well,
how'd you find that?
For me, I saw back in 2009, 2010, basically we had some products that we saw rolling out through the market. We saw a lot of artisan distilled products coming from the East Coast to the West. We wanted to be part of that movement. We think we now are.
It's 819.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. I guess we haven't had formal introductions, so guys, why don't you give us your formal introductions?
Start with you.
My name's Michael McCoy. Day job, I work at Redwood Capital Bank as the risk manager, and at night, I'm the distiller, Humboldt Craft Spirits.
We call him the master scientist. I'm Fred Moore. I also work at Redwood Capital Bank. I'm the chief financial officer there. And Michael and I have been friends, colleagues, and sidekicks for the better part of 20 years. Scary to say.
Yeah. So many levels.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as you're looking at the market before the break, you guys were Fred. You were commenting about so many things coming into the county, other than the obvious elephant leaves the county.
Mm-hmm.
Regional, other than with a couple of noted exceptions. Why this?
We saw a trend that started maybe in 07, 08 of this renaissance craft or artisan distillers. And we likened it to the craft brewery boom of, say, the late 80s or 90s.
Kind of drafting right behind.
Yes. So we see this as kind of the next logical wave of grain to glass or artisans for libations. And we really wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
We started in 2011. We spent the better part of 4 years in R&D. Could we really do this? Is it potable? Is there something here? We found out there was. We released vodka. We released gin. We're just about ready to release whiskey. So it's something that we love. It's very different. It's very high touch. But we're proud to do it. We enjoy it.
Wineries, just not in our area?
No.
The climate is there a variable in spirits like there is in wine and temperatures, product thing, accessibility to the raw, that kind of stuff? Is it those nuances that make the distinction and got you guys excited about being able to fine tune it a little bit better than somebody else has done?
It's the Humboldt County used to actually have a ton of raw ingredients from potatoes and apples to grains, and when the transportation opened this area,
when you're isolated, you gotta do something.
It went away.
Exactly.
So, some of it is the ingredients, but I mean the mass ingredients like the grain, but the water we have is excellent. The air, which is actually a key component of it, is excellent because they feed the yeasts. That's what makes the yeast happy. The yeast is what makes the alcohol, and then the way that you distill it, the fine tuning, the individuality that you bring to the process of extracting out the alcohol, refining the alcohol, and making that final taste what you want. Like we chose barley for our base for our vodka, and our vodka is also the base for our gin. And so we picked that ingredient. I think by far and away, most people use corn for vodka. It's a little less expensive. It's got more sugars in it. But the barley imparts this nice, soft creaminess to the vodka that we really enjoy, and other people are enjoying it as well.
It's also the backbone to single malt scotch. You're talking about microclimates, Scotland, Ireland, Humboldt County, Eureka, very, very similar. So when we talk about coopering or barreling whiskey, there's some real temperature similarities between Scotland and Humboldt County.
Is it as sensitive as baking?
Yeah, actually, when you make the mash, which is the critical beginning component where you add the water and the grains and the yeast, you have to have the right pH. It needs to be in the right range. You need to have the right amount of enzymes. So you're trying to create this perfect environment for the yeast to maximize the alcohol production, for them to reproduce and create alcohol.
Temperature is critical, too.
Yeah, right.
What is the difference between what you guys are doing and the rock gut, the old stuff, the 1800s, the 1700s? Was it just happenstance that they were able to get something that was perceived as more palatable? Because certainly they didn't have the information and the tools and all of the things that you're talking about when they started.
The first thing that jumps to mind is blinded by science or lack thereof.
Yeah.
So cuts. You want to talk a little bit about cuts and what the difference
is? Yeah, I don't know if theirs would have been more palatable or not. That's a matter of perspective. I mean, it's amazing the number of alcohols that are produced by the yeast. And one of the top alcohols that comes out, the lighter of the alcohols, is methanol. And that will make you go blind.
That is the bad stuff.
That is the bad stuff, and you cut that off, and meaning you segregate it from the rest. You collect that and segregate it from the rest of the product that you're collecting.
It's all kind of discreetly done by temperature. So right. this compendium of alcohols all evaporate at different boiling points, if you will. So if you can control the temperature, you can segregate the bad stuff, remove it, and keep only the good stuff. If that makes sense.
Chemistry?
No.
I had Mr. Heron. I had Paul Gerlin for my lab partner, and thank God to Paul Gerlin. I don't know if I would have passed. I should have paid more attention.
For those who are unfamiliar, Paul is the guy behind Rover's Choice Dog Bones, right. So I wouldn't brag too hard that you were a partner with Paul.
He's also our neighbor, so.
Oh, okay. And he knows where your dog lives.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, okay. What's been the biggest challenge so far?
Wow. I think for me, it's really been understanding the technology, understanding the stills, and really working them to make these cuts.
So the technology part.
To use it properly so that you get the quality product you want.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:30.
As a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:34. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Moore and Mike McCoy from Humboldt Craft Spirits, not that other place that pays their salary.
Yes.
We'll just kind of leave it alone, walk away.
Right. Just bank that one.
Yeah, so to speak.
Nice.
I'll give you credit for it. How's that?
There you go. Sounds
great. Balance that one out. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. Mike, so if the heart got you into this thing, now after 6 or 7 years, that passion is normalized. What keeps you in it?
It's still the same thing. Every time I make a mash, it's exciting to me. I mean, the smell of it, the yeast, have I made it all just right this time? Is the water the right temperature? It's exciting to me. Every time I get excited about it. And then as it comes out of the still, you know, being there, is the cut made properly? Is this taste the way we want it to taste? I enjoy it every time.
So it hasn't become routine at this point?
No.
I mean, how about you for you, Fred? I mean, if you're having to do the sweeping and cleaning up and run into the dump and... Yeah, the all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the passion? Still having fun? Still excited?
Unquestionably. I think at the end of the day, we're making something from scratch, and we're trying to enter into people's lives where they're celebrating a special occasion, a special meal. There's a chance to be a part of that with these spirits that is really nice. When we get feedback, hey, you guys made that from scratch? That was incredible. Boy, it makes it all worthwhile.
Would barbecue sauce do the same thing for you? Or well, marinade? Or cheese? Or?
No, not necessarily. But the barbecue, you kind of touched on earlier. I really like barbecue. But not necessarily in the same fashion. Again, we're Eureka's only licensed distillery. We've talked to Ivo Finucchi. We've gone to the Humboldt Historical Society. And while there are many bootleggers, as you said, or moonshiners, there's never been a licensed distillery. So we're proud of that fact. Our products, just getting, you ask a question before the break, you know, what is it that you want to get out there? And it's that we're here, that we're in Eureka, we're here to stay. We've got a couple of spirits and more on the way.
Distribution channels are something I think that a lot of folks who are outside of the manufacturing are unaware how nasty it gets, how aggressive it is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us walk by at the grocery store and see the end aisle display. Oh, isn't that nice? That's on sale. Not realizing what it, the efforts that it's taken to get to that point. The business side of this, has that been an education also?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about it.
So in California, we're only allowed to sell to our distributor. We have a great distributor in Delrica, and they're the ones who then place it with bars, restaurants, and retailers. And they can actually locate it. The bars, restaurants, and retailers with spirits have to do that for them. So unlike beer or wine, where they can stock the shelves, they can't touch the spirits.
Drop it off in the back room.
Exactly.
And the staff takes care of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The regulatory climate, you guys are somewhat familiar with that in the financial services industry.
Mm-hmm.
How does that compare to ABC?
I think there's the TTB, which is the federal, and ABC, that relative to banking, they're easy. It's
so
pretty straightforward.
It hasn't been an eye-opening.
No, there's a lot of hoops to jump through. There's a lot of details to be aware of. There's no question about that. But it's not as onerous as our experience
and
in
banking.
And
we've spent the better part of the last 20 years dealing in risk management and compliance.
Yeah.
That's where we cut our teeth in banking. So for us, that's kind of second nature.
And it's interesting, too, the federal regulations around spirits, they're all geared towards protecting the revenue. It's all geared towards the taxation of alcohol to ensure that they get the proper amount of tax charged on the proper volumes of alcohol. So that's kind of interesting.
What is the biggest impediment to entering the market? Not the marketplace, but to becoming what you guys are, what you want to be, in wildest dream. What's that toughest thing? If you were talking to somebody, let's say in Wisconsin, trying to emulate,
mm-hmm.
what would be the toughest thing for them to do?
Knowledge and experience. So you can buy a still, you can get your license, and unlike beer and wine, which you can do in the privacy of your garage, with a distilled spirit, you have to have a separately licensed commercial facility. There's zoning issues, there's hazardous materials regulations you have to apply for. But once you get through all of that, then you have to make a bona fide viable product. And there's no substitute for experience.
Not just the consumption experience.
Right, exactly.
So where did you guys get your experience? Was it
the
bathroom beer?
Yeah, it was the bathroom
that
beer. I had to unlearn a lot of what I'd learned from brewing beer. But, you know, we started with a little 8-gallon hand-hammered Portuguese copper still and just started experimenting. And in our distillery.
You also went to a university.
Took a week-long course at the Artisan Distilling Institute in Washington State, and I'm currently taking courses through the International Brewer and Distiller Institute out of London. But that didn't, you know, a lot of it's been just experience talking to people, talking to other distillers, talking to vendors, reading what's available online, pulling together lots of information from disparate places. There isn't one textbook on just exactly how to do this.
KINS, News and Information Times, 842. We'll be back with more.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Fred Moore and Mike McCoy, Humble Craft Spirits. Hey guys, what's the next phase? What's the next step? What's the next evolution? What's the plateau that you're looking for? Is it production levels? What's the next level of success look like?
Well, I think a lot of that's driven based on consumer demand and what our customers provide in the terms of feedback and what their buying habits are. So our initial goal is to get three what we call back of the bar spirits. So Blue Lake Vodka, Little River Gin, our signature spirit, Redwood Rye, into the marketplace and see the response from the marketplace. We know there's a trend right now for the brown spirits, the aged spirits, and those are kind of hot.
But aged would be tough for you guys, wouldn't it? I mean, if you had to throw it in a barrel for 20 years, it's going to kind of impact cash flow with that. Yeah,
it's not a retirement plan.
Yeah.
No, but for the Redwood Rye, we're aging that anywhere from 12 to 16 months. We're doing it in slightly smaller barrels. So in terms of surface area and extraction time, it's very comparable to a seasoned aged rye. And we're testing that right now with several bartenders, restaurateurs, and getting some really positive feedback. So we hope to have that out in the next month. That's the first phase. What's next is getting those three spirits into the market and received. And from there, we have some ideas about partnering or collaborating with Dick Taylor Chocolates to maybe do a chocolate liqueur, a co-branded chocolate liqueur. Other ideas are in the works, but that keeps us busy, given the fact that we do have day jobs.
I think getting people to know we're here, to know we're out there, to be successful, at least locally here in Humboldt County.
Easier to be in the spirit world or in the beer world?
Well, I don't know. I think right now, you mean like in terms of the marketplace?
Marketplace, acceptance, shelf space.
I'm gonna say the spirit world right now. There's a lot of vodkas. That's a very tough space because there are so many. But right now the craft spirits are everywhere. Craft distillers locally are not so. It's new, especially here in Humboldt County.
How large a world do you want to play in?
The world is our oyster. I don't know. We just want to get recognition in Humboldt County. Humboldt County has a rich history of embracing and supporting local artisans. We want to be part of that. And then we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, talk to Barbara Groom, see what her thoughts were when she started. And, you know, we're just right now.
Nacho, I believe, is where she started.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thanks for coming in, guys.
You bet.
Sure. See everybody
Thanks
tomorrow.
Thanks for having us.